proclamation number 6969 dated the November 15th, 1957. The faith in Jesus Christ is in danger. Faith in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation is increasingly disappearing the closer the end approaches. The activity of God's adversary solely intends to keep people away from the divine Savior to prevent their calling on him, because then the adversary will have lost the entitlement to their souls, because then Jesus Christ himself will step between him and the person who calls to him for help. And thus in the end time it can be very clearly noticed that faith in Jesus Christ is repeatedly counteracted from all directions, that everything is done to stop the knowledge of him and his act of salvation. Admittedly, it will not be entirely successful because God's activity is also visibly evident, who time and again proclaims Jesus Christ through his word. But the adversary will cause much harm amongst people and will spare no means in achieving his objective. And since human beings hardly ever practice love, since their love has grown cold, it is easy for God's adversary to destroy faith in Jesus Christ, because even where it still faintly exists, it is nevertheless not sufficiently alive to resist the adversary's temptations. People without love succumb to him because their spirit is dark, and for this very reason the adversary has an easier time. But he uses dishonest means. He oversteps his permitted authority. For although he does everything to cause people's downfall, without being prevented by God due to the human being's test of free will, he nevertheless does not have the right to stop people from receiving knowledge of God, who embodied himself in Jesus Christ on earth to redeem humanity. Where two opponents fight each other, i.e., where human beings should freely choose between one power and another, they also have to know about both powers and their characteristics, activities and goals, otherwise it is impossible to make a free decision. And hence God's adversary may not cause disorder on earth for much longer, because he, who is mightier than him, whom all powers of heaven and earth have to obey, will put a stop to his activities because he is overstepping his authority. Therefore it is of particular importance during the end time to provide people with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer. And everyone who wants to serve God should consider this task a priority. They should counteract the adversary's activity by it. They should inform people of the one to whom they should turn if they don't want to fall into the hands of their enemy and destroyer. Because he does not want to get people in order to make them happy, he only wants to turn them away from God so as not to lose followers who, in his view, are his whole power. And the state of affairs in this world is sad. Only a few people still have a living faith in the divine Redeemer, because most people only speak dead words without spirit and life when they describe themselves as Christians to their fellow human beings. But they have no living bond with him, and therefore they are not yet redeemed either, and fall prey to the adversary as soon as a serious decision for or against Jesus Christ has to be made. And this decision will be demanded, because the adversary also successfully induces the people in his bondage into proceeding ruthlessly against everyone who has faith. And then they will have to confess openly and before the world their relationship with their Savior and Redeemer. They will have no more choice, and only those few will stand firm who, with living faith, turn to him for help. But those who fail this last decision are only to blame themselves, because they are all given the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and the divine teaching of love is not unknown to any human being either. And if only they would accept and exemplify the latter, their faith would also be awakened or reinforced, and they would not be without strength to resist. Yet every human being's will is free, but it also results in appropriate consequences. Amen.